Welcome to this AAT podcast. Today, I'm going to be looking at some of the practical issues surrounding the VAT rate change, which is due to come into effect on the 4th of January next year, 2011. Firstly, I'll concentrate on the changes that retailers will need to be making, and then we'll have a look at some other issues which all businesses will need to consider. The first thing for retailers will be to see how the new rate impacts upon their retail schemes. With many retail schemes, there are calculations which are being done on a period-by-period basis. For virtually all businesses in the retail market, each of these periods will straddle the rate change. What we need to be aware of is quite simply that if you're on, say, an apportionment scheme or a direct calculation scheme, you will need to undertake two calculations for the particular quarter in which the rate change falls. The first calculation will run to midnight on the 3rd of January and will use the old VAT rate, and the second part of the calculation will run from midnight again, starting on the 4th of January and running to the end of the VAT return period. It's possible that you'll need to have a look at stocks as well for those schemes where there is an annual or periodic stock adjustment. The next point for retailers will be any work which needs to be done to tills. There are a couple of aspects to this. Firstly, there are simple issues relating to invoices being raised by retailers. Many tills will be set up to produce less detailed retailers' invoices. These are the invoices that retailers issue instead of full VAT invoices for those supplies primarily to the general public, but possibly also to businesses, where the value of the individual transaction is less than £250. One of the key things on those invoices, of course, is the VAT rate. Tills will need to be reprogrammed such that they show the 20% rate rather than the 17.5% rate with effect from that date. Most tills should be capable of doing this very simply. However, make sure that you do speak to the supplier of the till or the software provider to ensure that it works smoothly. If the invoice cannot be produced by the till with the correct VAT rate, then clearly it will have to be handwritten. Now, if the volume of transactions is high, this will become quite a burden administratively. The second major issue for retailers will be how things are priced, either on the items themselves or on shelves and displays. The law protects the public by requiring retailers to show VAT inclusive prices so that there is no surprise when they come to pay. There is a slight relaxation where VAT rate changes occur. In this situation, it is permissible to have prices on goods which are different to the price which will actually be payable at the till, as long as there is a clear sign in the store which shows that this will be the case. In that way, the member of the public buying the goods knows that an additional amount will be added for VAT once they reach the till. Whilst this relaxation is useful, it is limited. The retail pricing order requires that such signs can only be displayed for a maximum of 14 days. After that time, all shelf and product prices must have been amended to show the correct price with the VAT rate change in place. If you continue to show prices at the old rate after that date, the member of the public could insist on only paying the reduced amount. Where prices are controlled through barcoding or some other form of electronic tagging, some of these problems will disappear as it's possible to simply override the ordinary price at the till. In other cases, it will be necessary to carry out a separate calculation to add the additional 2.5% on. Whilst on the topic of barcoding and other electronic tagging, a great deal of care does need to be taken. If goods have been bought before the rate change and priced up accordingly, the system will automatically assume that the lower rate prevails unless some sort of programming is put in place to change it. The other main aspect for retailers will revolve around catalogues and brochures. Clearly, a lot of these would have been sent out before the rate change has come into force. It may be that they were printed and issued before the announcement was made about the rate change. As a result of this, they will show incorrect prices. What we need to do here is make sure that anybody placing orders is aware of the rate change. Clearly, if the brochure has already been issued, it will be difficult to do anything about that until the point of order. Systems need to be put in place to make sure that everybody placing an order is made fully aware of the rate change and therefore the price increase. If the brochure has not yet been sent out, it is permissible to send it out with the incorrect prices, as long as it is made clear that a price addition will be made to reflect that 2.5% increase. This could be done by overprinting, or could simply be something like putting a detailed letter in with the brochure to make it obvious. All businesses, of course, will be affected by the rate change, not simply retailers. The vast majority of businesses will operate on an invoice basis rather than a cash basis, but there are, of course, many businesses who will operate on cash accounting and other similar schemes. Whichever method is used, VAT codings within systems will need to be amended so that the correct rate is used. Where invoices are being raised, many systems will automatically assign a VAT rate to particular products or particular customer codes. Where we need to be careful is in our codings and our allocations of codings to specific products or customers. Most systems will offer a certain degree of flexibility. They will allow new VAT rate codes to be inserted and allocated to certain transactions. One client of mine has got a real problem. Their system allows for 6 VAT rate codes and no more. They used to have a 17.5% rate, a zero rate, a reduced rate code, an exempt and an outside the scope rate code. As a result of that, they had used 5 of their 6 allocated codes. When the rate was reduced to 15% for 13 months, they used their final 6th rate for that. Now that the rate is going up to 20%, they have a problem because they've already used their 6 rates. Logic would dictate that they could simply delete one of the others and adopt the old code for the new rate. However, the system is completely inflexible and will not allow them to do that. What they are going to have to do is to close off all of their accounts at the 3rd of January and start up the entire system again with the new codes in place. Administratively, this is a bit of a nightmare. Do check your own systems to make sure that they allow you to add new codes, or at worst case scenario, at least amend an old one. Of course, you will want to retain the old 17.5% code for certain transactions after the rate change. There will be many occasions where tax points have been created before the rate change, but where invoices perhaps are being raised or transactions are being processed after the rate change. As a result of this, the old 17.5% rate will still apply. And of course, in the situation where we're raising credit notes, the credit note will need to reflect the VAT rate that was in place at the time of the original supply, not the one in place at the time the credit note is being raised. If we have lost the 17.5% code, this will have to be done manually. Similarly, with bad debt relief. Bad debt relief will be claimed at the rate in place at the time of the original supply, not at the date that the claim is being processed. This same concept, the fact that you'll need the two rates, will apply in other areas as well. Two which spring to mind are cash and flat rate accounting. In cash accounting, the basic tax point rules are still in place. The only difference is that it allows payment to be made to HMRC based on the time payment becomes due or is received. The cash accounting scheme does not override tax points, it merely allows for a different payment date. As a result, any business in cash accounting will still have to apply two different VAT rates to VAT returns, which straddle the VAT rate change. Any supplies made before the rate change will be subject to VAT at 17.5% and not the new 20% rate. The same applies with the flat rate scheme. The flat rate percentages will all change. They will rise with effect from the 4th of January. Again, remember, the flat rate scheme does not change tax points. It does not change the time of supply for VAT purposes. All it does is change the way in which you calculate the VAT for the purposes of the VAT return. Just as we saw with cash accounting, so too with the flat rate scheme, supplies made before the rate change will be subject to the flat rate percentage which was prevailing before the rate change. Each business will therefore again have two aspects to their VAT return where it straddles the VAT rate change. The old rate applying to the pre-4th January supplies, the new rate to those supplies made on or after the 4th of January. Finally, in terms of special schemes, annual accounting will be affected by the rate change. Almost every annual accounting VAT year will straddle the VAT rate change. As a result of this, again, two calculations will be required for the year. One final practical point relating to tax points will occur in relation to coin-operated machinery. I'm thinking here about vending machines, gaming machines, in fact, any type of machine which is coin-operated rather than a situation where you're making a payment to a person. Strictly speaking, the tax point for coin-operated machinery is the date at which the person uses the machine and inserts their coins. On a practical basis, this is impossible to judge. For most coin-operated machinery, the coin box is only emptied periodically. Sometimes, of course, this might be daily, because the amounts make it worthwhile. However, there are many machines which might only be emptied weekly or perhaps even monthly. On a concessionary basis, HMRC have allowed the date the machine is emptied to be treated as the tax point. This gets round the problem of having to try to identify when the machine was actually used. At the rate change, they have stated that they want to use actual tax points. In other words, they wish to have all tax accounted for based on the date the machine is used rather than the date the coin box is emptied. If each business can empty the machine at the last use on 3rd of January, then clearly this will give an accurate result. If this will not be possible for any reason, HMRC will accept a reasonable apportionment as long as you've got some evidence as to how you undertook the calculation and can show that it is a reasonable apportionment. If they allowed the date of emptying to continue to be the tax point, then clearly some supplies which would be made before the rate change would be treated as having been made after it, and therefore a higher rate of VAT would be due. Strangely, HMRC appear to be allowing no element of discretion here. So for those businesses that would find it awkward to empty the machine and will find it hard to apportion, they will nevertheless have to do so. There is no option to treat all of the supplies as being made after the rate change and therefore subject to the 20% rate. In conclusion, therefore, all businesses will be affected by the VAT rate increase. The main thing is to ensure that the transition goes smoothly and that all transactions taking place after the 3rd of January are subject to the new 20% rate and not the old 17.5% rate. Key to this will be understanding systems and codings to make sure that everything is accounted for correctly, and also to ensure that there are no omissions or double counting. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.